Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello.
Ariel.
Hello.
Our podcast pixie, Miles. And today we are sadly missing our beautiful producer, Rachel.
She is so busy.
Yes. She's too busy.
Being a producer.
Yes.
Yeah. She has other jobs other than sitting with us.
What?
Rude.
But she's
rude.
Welcome anytime.
Seriously rude.
Yeah.
Rachel, we love you. But you need to come back soon. Just
come back.
Yeah, I mean, really, what is more important, the guys or us?
Or us.
We're asking you to
you
choose.
Need to pick.
We are actually asking you to choose.
Pick me, choose me, love me.
We also don't have a Food Network show, so we get it, but we're a little salty.
Not yet, Maggie.
Yeah.
Not
yet. Excuse me. We don't have a Food Network show yet.
Yeah. You guys, I was teasing it before we started the podcast today, but do you know what tomorrow is?
Your birthday.
No.
Hold on.
Pete's birthday.
It's no.
It's the 20th.
Alfred's birthday.
And this will come out tomorrow.
Ooh.
It is Alfred's birthday.
Alfred Haversberger will be 1 year old because we don't know what his age is.
Has it been a year already?
It's been
That's
a year.
Nuts.
We got
That's
him on
crazy.
20.
Hey.
I know. I was looking at. I was like, I'm not going to say that, but it's about 20.
It's about 20. Alfred's going to get high.
Hey. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, like. I feel catnip is supposed to be good for cats, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't get them high. It gets them like
wild,
crazy.
Loopy.
Yeah, it gets them like
he starts running around.
Huh. Yeah, but tomorrow is his gotcha birthday. We think he's gonna be like 7, maybe.
Oh.
But we're looking at old pictures and videos of him, and we always
he's so big now.
So cute. We so always
cute.
Joke, like, remember when we could hold him in the palm of our hands? Because, like, obviously we didn't get him when he was a kitten. Like, yes, he was so little back then.
Oh, my God. He is a good cat.
He is a good cat.
He's a good, you guys lucked
I know.
Out.
Yeah, he is a little angel. He was sleeping with Keith this morning. My parents were in town, and he was so nice to my mom. He was like, pet me, Kim. Pet me, please.
He's such a good boy. If we ever get a cat, I'm bringing you with me. But also, you did pick Kimba, so.
Yes. Well, I picked Kimba because I don't know if it kidding. Ever makes it
I
in the
Kim.
Podcast.
I love Kim.
That dog's penis was out when we saw him. The only reason that I pointed to him, because I was like, Eugene, what is that? And
his
he was
penis
like, that's
was
a
out?
Dog's penis.
Oh, like his red.
Yeah, his lipstick was just sitting
his
out.
Red. His red rocket.
His red rocket.
His red rocket was just popping out. I was like, that's funny.
I have only seen that one time.
It's because Beanie's so fluffy. I've only seen boys once, and I could not look at him the same for the rest of the day.
It's weird.
So gross.
I took a picture of it, and I sent it to Ned, and Ned was like, take him to the hospital!
We see Alfred's all the time, because he, like, humps. Because I guess if cats are neutered, like, later in life, which he was, that they still get, like, kind of horny. And he does it when he's frustrated, and he'll just get on the bed or on this blanket, and he massages it gently, and then he just starts, like, thrusting his little hips, and then he throws his leg up and then starts licking himself, and you can see his little lipstick is like a bloody pencil nub.
Yeah!
It's... I'm like, Alfred.
Alfred.
In front of us, you little pervert.
It's so
Go
funny.
To your room.
That is so funny. It's like a little microcosm of just like of what a, like a cat's sex life is like.
Yes.
Just give him a little massage.
He gives a little massage. She wiggles around.
Massage, and then, you know, like.
Yeah. It's so I sent a video to Maggie once because she wanted to see it.
I didn't believe it. He's such a little angel. I was like. Pixar, it didn't happen. And she and then Keith was like, Becky, what are you doing? She's like, Maggie wants to see. And then you made
Maggie
me so
wants to see.
He's like, you guys are perverts. I was like, he's the one that's doing it in front of me. I didn't tell him to do it.
I had a friend send an engagement announcement and she was like posed on the beach. It's such a beautiful photo, beautiful lighting, beautiful couple. And she has two bulldogs and she has her arm like around one of them. And one of them just has the biggest red rocket. I don't know how
the photographer didn't like, oh, maybe not this one.
But or it's just on our like fridge. Edit it out.
It's on our fridge. It's really good, but we put a little magnet over.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
To keep his private, to respect his privacy.
Yeah, how is it possible that the couple did, there must have, if they have a perfect photo, like how is it possible that you they can, didn't like, patch. Notice?
Yeah. They should patch on Facetune, like match the fur.
That they didn't notice that the dog was like, having a moment.
Everyone was having a great excited. Time.
And there were probably thousands of photos of this moment.
Yeah.
And they chose that one?
Yeah, it was really good. It's Zach's favorite engagement announcement.
Wait, wow. What about yours?
We haven't said one.
Oh.
You know, like the photo.
Oh, actually, like the actual one that you like send out. Not the one that your friends take pictures of your TV screen.
Yeah.
Like a screenshot of an Instagram photo on your phone.
Yeah, there it is.
The one with like the date and like the I don't know if they send save the dates at the same time. People usually do. I don't know. We haven't done that yet.
Depends. Depends on, you know, like how long you're waiting until the actual wedding. You know, you gotta keep reminding people that you're engaged.
Yeah.
You know, so first you send the engagement.
Don't forget.
First you send the engagement card. Then you send the save the date.
Yeah.
Then you send the actual invitation. Mm-hmm. Then you send the reminder invitation.
Yeah.
Do those exist?
Then you send the reminder text. Please RSVP?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you send the reminder emails.
Exactly.
But speaking of engagements, guys, speaking of weddings.
Yeah.
Go on.
Going to a wedding is something that I am very much looking forward to.
Yeah.
In this post-vaccine world. Keith and I have a wedding in Greece. And
so jealous.
It got postponed last year. Mm-hmm. So we're just hoping that this year is going to be the year and we can finally go to this wedding.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any post-pandemic plans for once the world is
definitely
semi
weddings.
The same again?
Oh my goodness, weddings. Well, but I got disinvited to some weddings.
We all got disinvited.
To the same wedding.
Same wedding.
I was so disappointed about that. So
I
disappointed.
Understand.
It's like, I know. I get it. Like,
Ariel loves weddings.
I really love weddings. And I'm older than you guys are, so I don't have as many friends getting married. So I really got to latch on to those weddings whenever they happen.
Yeah.
And so I had latched. I had fully latched onto this wedding.
Outfit. I was ready.
I was ready. I could taste the white wine in my mouth. You guys. I could taste it, and I could see it, like it was on my calendar, and we had already told my mother-in-law that she was going to stay with the kids for the wedding.
Oh my God, they got childcare.
We even got childcare, and you know, the worst thing is that Ned knew that we were disinvited and
could not tell you.
No. I think he knew that he couldn't tell me because
he was like, I won't tell her.
We were just gonna go there anyway, and then, you know, like find out that the wedding wasn't happening. And Ned's like, "Oh well, weekend for us." No, but he just forgot to tell me that we were uninvited.
Yeah,
totally forgot to tell me. So I actually heard it from you, Maggie.
I know. I did too. I went home and I was like, "Hey, did we get uninvited from so and so's?" Oh yeah, that was like a couple weeks ago. I was like, "Okay,
thanks for telling me."
I think I was sitting right next to Zach, like in the morning when he was checking his email. He's like, "Oh." I was like, I get it.
Aww.
Yeah, I totally get it. Oh, like, God, weddings are going to be smaller now.
Yeah. Except for yours, Miles. We're all invited and we're all best fans for you.
Yeah. And Birdie's the ring bearer, right? Birdie,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I have two very adorable ring bearers. Just throwing that out there. Yeah, Finn could crawl. We could put a little saddle on him if you wanted to.
Wait, what if Finn rode Birdie? Like on good a little idea. Saddle with a little cowboy hat.
He's really Birdie's good at grasping huge. Things. And I know Birdie has long hair, so he could just hold on.
Yes. Yeah.
Be really,
okay,
really
we'll text
cute,
Sarah. Don't worry about it. We'll cover it.
Yeah. We got this. We got this. You have so much work to do. We'll take care of
you
it.
You relax.
We'll take care of it. Yes, weddings are very high on my list. Yep. I'm just waiting to be invited to one. So if anybody out there is getting married, I will come to your wedding. I am vaccinated. I give really good gifts, I've heard.
True. So they do. I'm personally confirmed.
I'm putting myself out there as I will be your wedding guest at your wedding. I just asked to be fed and wined.
Perfect.
I don't even have to go to the ceremony. Just the party.
Just the party.
No, I actually really like the ceremony. So if you could invite me.
It ramps you up for the party, you know?
It does. It gets you like,
all right, let's do this.
Yeah.
Usually you've been sitting for long enough and sometimes you're in the sun and you're like, okay. Okay,
let's get to the goods.
Let's do this.
Kiss and let's go dance. What are you excited for, Mags?
We're hopeful. We're in the midst of planning something in the months between August and October, and kind of gonna see like where the world's at.
Mm-hmm. I know that involves a plane.
It involves a plane.
A plane.
It involves a plane. Yeah, and so we're gonna see. 50% of adults in the U.S. are vaccinated as of today, at least one shot, which is great, because with the concern now in the future is to make sure that we get a grapple on variants, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. because I think that they do plan on coming out with boosters in the fall, mm-hmm. winter again, because that will probably be a thing if it's not controlled worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to see. But I hope we'll be able to. I'm really excited. My sister's graduating law school in May.
Wow.
I know. And we're finally going to have our first like family. There's only going to be like 10 of us max, mm-hmm. Party.
Oh,
where
awesome.
We won't be like all masked. We'll be in a backyard. I was thinking of streaming like Legally Blonde. And we're going to do like, they're only allowing 2 adults at her actual graduation.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, well, I don't want to. And they're also splitting up everybody into groups. So she's mm-hmm. not even graduating with her friends. She'd be graduating with like different schools within her university. Oh, she's like, mm-hmm. I'm not even going to be standing with my friends. So we're going to have like a mock-up graduation party.
Cute.
And like make her go to the front and we'll do like speeches.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. It's going to be really fun. So I'm looking forward to that. Traveling. And then live music, guys.
Yes.
We're going to...
What's it called? Vax Live?
Yeah.
Wait, so are we... I asked Keith the other day and he's like,
I don't know if we're going to plus
one. We are 100%.
And I was like, bitch, you find out.
Ned came home and he was like, we're going to the concert, baby.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
He also said we're going to meet J-Lo, which I don't actually know if that's true.
I don't know. That'd be cool. So Vax Live, the boys are hosting the YouTube. They're not... Selena Gomez is actually hosting the event, but they are introducing it on YouTube, and it's going to be, I don't know how many thousand people. They're all going to be vaccinated. And we're going to be there. That's all I know.
I'm so excited. This is like the first live music concert that's happening in a year.
Yeah.
We are going to be there.
I know. I'm so excited. I think that's one of the more, the things that I miss the most, which is probably the hardest to get to logistically, because mm-hmm. when people come in for concerts or festivals, they're traveling, and like the question with variants is that. But Zach and I are constantly in the living room with a Tiny Desk concert on mm-hmm. and just like mm-hmm. vibing.
Yeah, you guys were pretty into like Coachella, and
we didn't go to Coachella, but we
never.
I've never been with Zach, so.
So what was that concert that you guys went to?
We go to Outside Lands.
That's
Yeah,
Outside Lands.
Outside Lands in Northern California.
Yeah. That's right.
I went with you to FYF Fest when that was still a thing.
I do remember that. Yeah. That was really fun. Yes, back when I used to go to
jump into
to live music concerts.
Jump into Blood Orange, you remember? I remember.
Party.
Hey. Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Live music. Music festivals, uh-huh. concerts. Mm-hmm. You guys, I drove by the library the other day. I can't tell you what a big part of my life the library used to be. not for me per se, but we would walk by the library every day and we would walk in and like, I'm pretty sure that Wes got rhinovirus from the library when he was like 8 months old.
Oh my God.
Do you guys remember that when he had to have a little inhaler?
Mm-hmm, a little nosy.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he got that from the library. So I'm glad I'm glad they closed it. But I will be very excited when they open those up again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like kids going to the library, it's a big deal. And they used to have like a little music class and it was just so cute. But yeah, I mean, just getting the kids into their things again.
Yeah.
You know, going to classes and I feel like Wes, he's such a little homebody now. Like he almost, okay, so he started doing this thing where he gets stressed out when like we have to leave the house, you know, and he'll like want to collect all of his things.
Ooh, same, he's like, same.
Yeah,
collect,
right?
All same.
Like, I forgot my shoes and I forgot this. And then he freaks out and he's like, don't leave, don't leave.
Aww.
We're like, baby, we're not going to leave without you. Like, you are the reason that we are going. We're not going to leave. Don't worry about it. You know, and so, but he has to collect all of his things. He needs like a lovey and he needs his socks and he needs extra this and that. And oh, where's my snack? And where's this?
Snacks.
Just snacks. Sweet boy.
Aww.
But I think we're getting there. I think we're getting there. He'll,
oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. He's going to start playing soccer soon.
Yeah. That's so fun.
I know. And they all wear their little masks when they're playing. I know.
Responsible BBs.
I know.
We love to see it.
I know. I was at the park this weekend and we were walking by like mini, what do they call? Little League. We watched by a Little League and there was all the little boys with their little masks and swinging. I was like, oh, this is so cute. I love it. I love it.
Ugh, just being out. Have you guys started to think about eating in restaurants?
I'm not eating in a restaurant until the Fouch says he'll eat in a restaurant.
Yeah.
That's my rule of thumb.
All right.
I'll eat outside
because
we haven't done that in a year, obviously. But once the Fouch says it's okay, I'm in.
I love
I'll
that.
I'll do it.
As the long as, Fouch.
As long as the Fouch says it's cool. I'm most excited to get on an airplane.
Yeah.
I need to go to Illinois. I got a grandma I got to see, you know.
I get it.
I got a family I got to see. My brother's graduating from the Firefighters Academy. In March.
That's exciting.
Or no, May.
Same thing.
I was like, wait, it is. It's past March.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. That's cool. Yeah. So he's going to be a fireman.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Firefighter.
Hey.
Firefighter.
He's already a paramedic.
He's a paramedic for the fire department.
All right.
So he gets like
double
a little
title.
Leg up. Yeah.
Double pay.
Yeah. Hopefully. That'd be nice for him.
I don't think it works like that, but it's a little more.
I don't know, but that would be nice.
And your brother had a quarantine wedding, right?
He did. He had a quarantine wedding. So we'll be excited to have like a little get together celebration for him, which will be cool.
It's awesome.
Ugh. Yeah. I'll be excited to eat some Brazilian food because his wife is Brazilian.
Ooh. I mean, just seeing family again.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, being able to, like, your parents were here, and it has been forever since you've seen your parents.
13 months.
Yeah. Holy moly.
It was crazy. This is the longest I've ever not seen my parents.
Right.
Usually I see them, like, two or three times a year, even when we're in California.
Yeah.
But it was so nice to have them here, and we just sat outside. My dad fixed things that we didn't know were broken. I would come home, and he'd be like, I fixed that table. It was leaning, so I just, you know, I put this thing here. And then I got this, and he's like, Keith, I got you these tools.
Wow.
And then my mom cleaned everything.
Dad's
my mom
best.
Was like, boop, boop, boop.
With her barkeepers.
Yeah, she was like barkeeper's friend. She was like sweeping. She was like airing things out. I was like, this is nice.
Yeah.
I was like, Keith, is this, this what your life feels like when I walk around and like
clean
things? It's like, I miss this. Why did I ever move out?
I know, right?
I am excited to get back to the movie theater at some point. I heard that some of the movie theaters around here were doing like private screenings where you could invite like, I think a max of like 18 or 20 people or something like that. I'm really excited.
AMC's open again.
Really?
Yeah. They're doing like open. Yeah. Universal City Walk is offering free parking for the AMC. I think I'd still have a panic attack though. Like in a movie theater, I'd be like, I can't do this. I can't do it. Nope.
I would do it if it was like family and friends and you guys, just knowing that we're all vaccinated.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm there yet, but I definitely miss the movie theater. Just like the whole experience. Getting my popcorn with my kids pack,
my
drink. What's a my kid's fruit pack? Snack? You can get it's kids
like,
packs.
It's like what the kids can have, but adults can order it too, because it's like a perfect size popcorn, a little pop. You can upgrade the, what do they call them? Juju fruits? Not juju fruits.
For a candy
fruit
bar?
Fruit snacks. You can upgrade for a candy bar for like a dollar.
Yeah. What? And it's like not too much popcorn, not too much soda. Pop.
You can also do, you get free upgrades if you're an AMC Stubbs member.
What do you upgrade to?
Yeah, so you get a free, guys, I used to work at the AMC.
Go off, Becky.
Tell us all the things we can do.
Yeah. So if you got a regular popcorn, I think it's like $12 a year, which you guys, it is worth it. If you are a family of four and you are going to the movie theaters every week, spend that $12 because you get the upgraded popcorn for 25 cents. You get little, I think they used to have like little, you get rewards every time you go there, so you get free candy or a free pop.
You get to stand in a special line.
You get a special line that's for A-list. Yes.
Is A-list still, are they, do you know if they're opening
check
it up?
Your, yeah. I think it's June. You need to check your AMC Stubbs membership, or not Stubbs. So Stubbs and A-list are two different things. You could be a Stubbs member without being an A-list person.
Oh, okay.
Because A-list is like $20 a month.
I like the idea of being an A-lister.
Yeah. Right? And you get that little fast line. Yeah.
Whoever came up with that, it's like, I will sign up for the A-list.
Yeah, and they even have like commercials in the beginning of your movie, and you're like, yeah, I pay for that.
I had a little group of friends that we called the Millionaires Club, and we would all text each other and be like, you guys want to go to the movies? And we'd be like, yeah, what movie do you want to see? And be like, I don't care, anything. And we'd all get like a row. And we're just like,
Hello.
We are the Millionaires, but they are restarting the Millionaires, the A-list program in like June. Okay. So they're going to auto turn your thing back on. So you better watch it if you're not going to the movies. Yet.
Yeah, seriously. That's true.
How sad was Zach that the cinema went down?
So sad. The Pacific Theaters, which is in the Grove and in the Americana. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody. They're not opening back up.
Arclight.
The movie theater. Yeah. Didn't you see Chadwick Boseman?
Yes. And
tell them that story.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. So the Arclight. So Ned, for a period of maybe like a year, got really into going to movies on opening night.
Yep.
And he and we would go on Fridays or Thursdays at the Arclight at the Cinerama Dome. And it was this, you know, it was this event. Mm-hmm. You could get wine there. You could, you know, everybody would show up early. And
it's a cool theater.
Yeah, and it was a super cool theater. And they had these events on opening night where, like, somebody from the movie would show up, usually.
Or do Q&As at the end. Yeah.
And so I think that we saw, we saw Chadwick Boseman there one time.
You guys saw, I was so mad. You guys saw Black Panther opening night, and I was working a night shift, and I couldn't go.
Yes.
I was so sad.
And we also saw Chris Hemsworth at the opening of one of the Thor movies. Yeah. It was awesome. And where am I going to get my celebrity content?
I know. I feel like a lot of people are upset about the Arclight, and I'm just hoping some very wealthy donor will come by and be like, hey, we can help you get this back open, but I don't know.
Or a movie studio.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to do with it? Just do the Blockbuster approach and like buy everything.
Yeah.
Like just buy it and then you get 100% of the profits.
Yeah.
So, because movie theaters don't make money off tickets. They make money off of concessions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real rub.
I didn't know that.
So who's going to buy the Cinerama Dome, do you think? AMC?
AMC?
Then we could be A-listers at the Cinerama Dome?
I would love that because it would also make their tickets cheaper.
Yeah.
Although I went to one of the Q&As. Keith and I went to see Eighth Grade because I love Bo Burnham. obviously.
Oh my gosh.
Obviously I have a type in Bo Burnham.
We watched at that theater, we watched Portrait of a Lady on Fire and saw Bo Burnham outside of the theater smoking a cigarette being
Wow,
that was a good movie. And Zach was like, that was Bo Burnham. I was like, wow.
And he's gotten so smart over the years. Yeah. I saw him when I was in high school at a show. I went to one of his concerts.
I did not know. I thought,
you
have many celebrity crushes. I remember
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon's one of them.
They're usually tall comedians.
Dark hair.
Dark
hair.
Dark Vader.
Oh, no. Adam Driver.
Adam Driver.
Yes, my big tree man. You could just climb him.
Climb.
just like a little tree. You're just so look funny. At his 70s photo just shoot and you'll understand.
Oh, I've seen him
running in those shorts.
Oh, I've seen
Adam.
It.
Adam. I won't watch A Marriage Story because I know he's like not the best husband in it. I'm like, I will not ruin
that.
That's
why I watched that movie and I was like, I don't.
This feels weird.
This feels. I don't. You know.
Also, Adam Driver would never marry Scarlett Johansson. I'm just gonna say it. Fuck Scarlett Johansson. I waited on her once, and she was fine. She wasn't mean or anything, but she takes a lot of bad roles.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Don't appreciate that, ScarJo.
Yeah,
fair.
She was on Drag Race 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Mm. That's what I'm excited about. Going to see some drag.
Woo!
I want to see drag and I want to watch Drag Race in person at a bar because Eugene says it's like the coolest thing ever. And now we're just yelling on our couches at the TV.
Yeah.
And we need to be yelling at
a damn
bar.
And I want to be giving someone dollar bill.
Woo!
I want to see a show.
Yeah.
Live theater. Bring it back.
I want to go to Broadway.
What is going to be like your first show that you want to go see? I mean, drag, obviously.
Drag, obviously. I really want to see... God, it's so basic, but I was listening to it in the car. This bitch wants to see Dear Evan Hansen so bad.
Oh.
I just want to see that stupid musical so bad. I know the plot. I know the songs. But I just want to see it in real life.
It's so good.
The last show we saw was... I think it was that West Side Story.
That was the last one.
I think that was the last. Oh, no. You know what? We went to School of Rock because we had a friend who was in it.
What was the last one you saw?
Yeah.
Great question. I could not tell you. So Ned and I went to New York right before the pandemic hit. And did we see a show there? I cannot remember.
SpongeBob live.
Yeah, SpongeBob, Jesus.
The boys did see
that. The boys did see it. Keith liked it.
Zach liked it too.
Keith was into it.
I think actually Ned was also into it.
We saw Hadestown. I think that was the last one before. It's so good. If you can ever see it.
I've heard
it
that on the TikTok.
It's good.
The kids sing it.
Yes. The little, yes.
Oh yeah, that one.
You guys have seen the same TikTok?
Yeah. Well, there's this TikTok where are you talking about the little girl? There's a little girl. She doesn't have a lot of views. I don't know how Maggie found her, but it's a little girl that will draw the characters from musicals
and then
she sings them to each other.
Yeah.
And they kind of like act out the musical on paper, but it's like, she's like 10.
But someone did like a parody or like a voiceover of that. And it's like me watching my future kids on Broadway.
Yeah.
Because there is going to be one day we will go to it. Probably there's going to be a school production of Hamilton. Can you imagine what that is going to sound like?
So funny.
I can't wait.
Wow. I mean, we are all, you know, with theater people. I feel like, you know, like I just imagine Keith doing Hamilton
or mini
Ned
Keith?
Doing Hamilton.
Mini Ned.
I hope they don't.
Mini Zach. Oh, gosh. He'd be the prince.
God.
He'd be the prince.
Yeah.
The king. The king.
Yes. Live theater. So excited.
Yes.
Traveling. So excited. Families.
So excited.
So excited.
Yeah.
Just excited to live.
Just excited to live.
You know, to be happy, healthy.
To be outside and not be scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That there's this just undercurrent of fear that we have all been living with for the last over a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know if it's ever going to go away, but I'm excited for it to go away enough that we can just live our lives again.
Yeah.
You know, so that I can watch a show and people are unmasked and I don't feel like they should be masked.
Mm-hmm. You're just like looking, you're like, why don't they have a mask?
When was this shot? They're not wearing masks. Mm-hmm.
I think I'll probably still, though, again, I'm going with the Fouch. I'm going to wear a mask.
You should go with the Fouch.
100%.
Yeah. I'm still probably going to wear a mask if I have a cold.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there are some habits that we've learned during this whole endeavor. Yeah. Like, I barely got sick. Mm-hmm. Like, I never got like the sniffles. I never got a cold.
And that's because it was two people wearing masks. It was like, a partnership of us working.
Washing your hands even more. Doing hand sanitizer all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of that. I'm like, I think I'm going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
Wes did not get sick one time. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
This is like unheard of.
Yeah.
In children. He went an entire, 15 months without even a sniffle.
Yeah. And he's at the age where like he starts going to preschool.
Yeah.
which is
licking stuff.
Licking. I mean, that kid eats dirt. Like, come on. Yeah. If someone's going to get sick, it's going to be my children.
Yeah.
Like, even, I mean, Finn now puts everything in his mouth, you know, and they're healthy as can be. And so, yeah, we have learned so much. Mm-hmm. Just like wear masks. Do it for everybody else. You know, it's like if you have a cold, wear a mask. Why not?
Yeah. Or stay home. Stay home and wear a mask.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I remember I when everything first came out with the pandemic, I was a server many moons ago. Mm. I went to work fully having like some sort of flu because I had no choice. Like I couldn't, if you call off, like you don't have a job anymore, which is unfortunate that that's the way it is for a huge portion of America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this pandemic has taught employers that taking sick time is good.
Yes.
It is better that your employees stay home, get healthy, and then come back to work.
Yeah.
So, you know,
aren't infecting everyone.
Yeah. So hopefully they've learned some of that. If there's anything to learn. You know?
I think especially being in a hospital setting, like we will not be not wearing masks for a very long time, which I am happy to oblige. I got my anti-fog goggles. They're great.
Wait, tell me more about these anti-fog. Because I am
have a coating, but I have to keep, I have to be careful on how I like, apparently if you use like alcohol or some of like the lens cleansers, it sometimes takes it off. But so far. So good.
Nice.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Because before it was like I'd go into someone's room and I'd be like, hi, my name's Sonny. I'm your nurse today. And I'm like just like fogged up. And I'm just like, this is terrible. You're
like, wait a minute.
I know. I was like,
are you guys still doing full PPE? Like,
it depends. If they rule out COVID, yes.
Okay.
Yes. But if they are just here for regular standard precautions, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'll still like, I still take off my scrubs at the door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's just being a little bit more mindful of those around us. Because I worry about not even just like in a pandemic world. I worry about like immunosuppressed people or elderly people. Because I know Zach's grandmother, we saw her this weekend and we're all vaccinated. But she is still like concerned. She has COPD and she's like any little thing. Like I'm still kind of like I'm changing medicines right now and like adjusting. So it just gives you a little bit more perspective on like what where other people are at, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Ariel, you earlier said that you had some controversial opinions to share with us.
Okay. So a while ago I wrote down a controversial opinion in my phone. And anytime, a while ago. Anytime that I go to write a reminder in my phone, which is often, you know, like, because did you know that you can do this thing on your phone where it can like locate where you are and you could say like, remind me when I get home to do XYZ?
Yes, I love that feature.
It's cool. It's so cool. Yeah,
you or like send me like a screen video of how to do that.
Yeah. It's under your reminders tab and you can be like at a location. So like every Sunday, it's like check on your plants.
Wow.
At home. Don't tell me when I'm at, I don't know, work. Don't tell me when I'm at the market. And so I pull into my driveway and it goes bing.
It's like, do this.
or like that. You know, I've done it if there's like a place that I wanted to go that's near somebody else's house. I'll be like, you know, remind me to check out this store when I go to Alex's house or something like that.
Oh.
And then 3 weeks later, I'll get a little ding-a-ling-a-ling, you know, and I'm like, oh, right. I forgot.
Oh, that's a better way to use it.
Technology, man. Yeah, go ahead and track my location. I don't care.
I
what
love
are you seeing?
The parked car feature. Oh, yeah. Y'all love that one.
I do love the parked car feature.
Yeah. Like, shoot, where
guys, I park in the same spot every time I go to a specific place.
Really?
Grocery store, same spot.
Really?
A mall, same spot.
But we live in LA. So usually those spots are taken.
I figure it out. If I don't park my car in the same spot, I will never find it again. Remember when we went to the
Century City Mall?
I called Maggie and I was like half crying. I was like, I'm in the parking structure.
And I don't have service.
I don't have service. I can't find my car. A man is going to take me on a go-kart.
That's happened to me at Century City when it was first opening. I don't think they labeled. I don't know. Something it happened to both of us at some point.
Did they? Lost. Do they have the two-way, you know, where you can go up one way and you go down another way? And so when you're, like, going into the structure, it's actually, like, almost a a DNA structure of a parking structure. Do you know what I'm talking about?
This is so specific.
Becky, you're looking at me like I'm insane.
This is oddly specific.
Well, okay, so there is this one parking structure at my doctor's office where you go up one way and you go down another way. But so when I go in and I say, okay, I parked on two, right? I'll go to two and I'll go up the up way. My car's not there. And I'm like, oh, I must have parked on the downside. Wait a minute. And then I go the down way. And then I'm just stuck in this endless DNA structure of a parking structure beeping for my car. Like, where the F is it? Oh, that's really smart. I forget to do that.
Well, antenna head.
A little antenna head. Hello. Yes. So for those of you who are not watching, Becky just stuck her pretend key on her face because our bodies are made mostly of water. And if you put something that is radio controlled in like near water, it enhances
that's why people do that. I thought something about your skull.
I was like, my skull's like the water.
I never understood that. I just saw somebody do it. Oh, science mommy.
Science mommy.
When's science daddy coming back? I loved that show.
I do think about Ned sometimes when like Wes asks me a question and I feel, and I'm like, I have to answer this for real.
Oh, shit.
Oh, crap.
All right. What's your controversial opinion?
My controversial opinion is that fizzy water, such as LaCroix, is not water.
Why? Yeah. I mean, it's not as hydrating as a glass of water.
If you are trying to hydrate.
I'm with that.
Okay. And you're trying to drink more water every day.
Yeah. No.
Fizzy water does not cut it.
No. Fizzy water does not count.
Agreed.
Oh, I was expecting you guys to fully disagree, especially Maggie.
But like if you have a person that's like addicted like to like Diet Coke or something like that, fizzy water.
Oh, fizzy water. Okay.
But yes, I agree with you. I do not hydrate with fizzy water. Fizzy water is like when I get home from work and I'm like, ooh, I'm feeling fancy.
I feel like fancy anymore. Before fizzy water. Dinner.
Yeah. Let me pretend I'm drinking a cocktail, but I'm not.
Yeah, but when you're at the like gym or...
Oh, my God. Can you imagine cracking open a LaCroix? Hello, I just came to the gym.
But it's totally... like I feel like... Well, you will find this out when you go to Greece. They will ask you when you're sitting outside. They'll say, you know... sparkling or still. And like a lot of people drink sparkling water as just water.
They're on vacation.
No, not even just sitting. Like they'll have a bottle of sparkling water and just be like, do, 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 do.
I do that at restaurants.
You don't have restaurants though. Just walking around.
Just walking around like with.
I walk around with the bubbly water every once in a while.
Like the. Maybe not a gallon, but like a big old Perrier.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
Or Bedois.
Bedois.
What about Voss?
Voss?
Okay, yeah. I think I'm with your controversial opinion. I don't think you should be using fizzy water to hydrate.
Mm. Not as controversial as I expected.
You got another one? Give us another controversial.
Give us another one.
Give us something.
I'm going to need a minute. Let's see. Let me look around.
Let me look around.
Okay. Here's another controversial opinion. I think... that I prefer window treatments over curtains.
Okay.
So blinds over curtains. Yes, but not blinds.
Not blinds.
I just learned what a window treatment was.
Yeah.
It's just, it just is a pulley kind of thing.
Yeah, it could be a pulley.
But not, usually, not slats.
Not, yeah.
Like this is a window treatment.
Yeah, that's window
correct.
Treatment. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, but like, treatments as in, you know, like the kind of things that fit inside the window.
Yeah.
Mm. And they, you know, I don't love blinds. You know, wooden blinds are actually quite nice, but
she's the blindest. She only wants very specific blinds.
I do only want very specific blinds. But the, you know, the what are they called? Aluminum ones or vinyl ones or whatever they are.
Oh, yeah. Like the siding. Or not the siding, but the ones that are... Well, those are awful to clean, too.
Yes,
from being in an apartment.
Oh my God, one at a time.
And they break.
Yeah, and they fall on
ours
you.
Ours kept breaking. We'd hide them under the bed. And we're we'll just give it to the landlord when we move.
Yeah.
Oh,
because you had the vertical blinds.
Vertical blinds.
Oh, yeah.
Evil. evil vertical blinds.
Yeah, we have vertical
blinds. So we basically just kept them all open all the time. Yeah. And I was like, can't get dirty if they're open all the time.
Not true.
Not true. False.
Do you guys know what dust is made of?
Skin.
And hair.
Hair.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that you can feed dust to worms?
Ew. Oh, for your compost?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Oh. Compostable. You could do your hair too. Or if you brush your hair, just throw it outside.
What
Birds
about?
Make nests out of it.
Yeah. Okay, now that you say that, what about dryer?
You can
compost dryer lint.
You can compost dryer lint.
I think we maybe have to look that one up because there's plastic particles and all of that. So those won't
and fragrance
ever degrade.
That's depending.
I think it depends on what you clean your laundry with and what you're washing.
Yes. Okay. I mean, in general, yes, you can compost dryer lint, mm-hmm. but it really probably does depend on what you are drying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had some stinky ass compost this weekend.
Tell me.
I like went over.
Tell me more, like, Becky. Tell me about
so
your stinky
compost.
I don't
have worms. I went against the worms because I was looking it up and I was like,
you've
no,
got the
what?
Tumbler, right?
I'm afraid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got a two-phase tumbler. So you put it in one side and it basically like does its thing and you spin it a couple mm-hmm. times a day mm-hmm. or every couple days. And then when it's almost ready, you move it to the second side and then you start the new one in the first side because it's already warm from mm-hmm. the other compost. Mm-hmm. But if your compost is not even with your browns and your greens, mm-hmm. smells like shit. Smells awful.
Yeah.
Thankfully, ours is like closer contained. To the neighbor's house than it is to our house.
What do you have more of, brown
their
or
kids
green?
Have been playing basketball a lot at like midnight. So,
so
I don't feel bad
so
about my
stinky
compost. That's my trade-off. So I did this weekend when I was doing, I was like Edward Scissorhandsing my
right.
lawn. So, more green. So I took all of that. And then we have a big magnolia tree. Mm-hmm. And then we have this other really big tree on the side of the house that drops leaves a lot. And mm-hmm. I'll just walk around and grab all the dead leaves. Mm-hmm. And I just shoved it in. So I'm hoping when I go
like
home
it evens
today,
out.
It's not going to be stinky.
Yeah.
Because it was so stinky.
The other thing to do is just take some dirt. And just throw some soil in there and kind of mix it up a little bit.
Some earth.
Yeah, that's what earth. I do when we have, because, I mean, our compost is mostly food scraps.
That's what ours know? Is, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so then you just have to throw in some like dirt or some leaves or something.
Yeah, some cardboard, some thin mm-hmm. cardboard.
Yeah, yeah paper. Yeah. Soak up the moisture, because a lot of times it's the moisture that kind of makes it stinky.
Yeah, it was yucky.
Welcome to Ariel and Becky's
compost
school.
Compost.
School of compost over here. I do love composting, though. It makes me feel so like, oh, my gosh. I had Rachel and the twins over the other day. Mm-hmm. And
oh, God, did the babies go in the compost?
No. Actually, they do. They do love the worms, though. They like to look at them.
Oh,
it's so fun to look at those worms. Speaking of red rockets, they're like red worms, and so they look.
Whoa! Didn't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of red rockets,
they're called
30 minutes ago.
You know, I
you got rockets on the
can't,
brain.
Can't get that out of my head, you guys. once we start talking,
Jesus.
Becky's about to spit out her drink.
It was just you going, and then I just had this image of you like. Thinking about like dog penises while we were talking about like going to live theater. And Ariel's like, so where do the penises go?
But when they go back
they look
in,
like
how do they stay there?
Why are they so bloody looking? Do we have to put like a warning before this? Like,
I know, we're talking about dog peen.
Hi guys, we're going to talk a lot about peen. Dog penises today. And if that's something you don't want to hear. Maybe a different
I'm
podcast.
Pretty sure it started with cat penis.
It definitely started with cat.
It started with Alfred's penis.
Right.
We're getting pretty vile. Is this a tripod? The tripods usually talk about
That's true.
Maggie. Now he's got to bleep. Now he's got to bleep it. My mom did ask me, what are they always bleeping? And I was like, you don't want to know.
Yeah, it is really funny because if you don't know what they're talking about, then you don't know what they're talking about. It could be anything.
Maggie, so vulgar.
What was I? Oh, so we had Rachel over. Oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, what are we going to make for dinner? Because the kids were having fish, but Rachel doesn't eat fish. And so I was like, let's make a salad. Let's go get some lettuce from the garden. So we went out and we got lettuce from the garden. And Rachel's like, this is the most homesteader thing I think I have ever seen in my life. We had the kids like picking lettuce.
Yes. It's so fun.
This is why we have to start our own compound, guys.
I'm all in.
Yeah, I'm into it. In.
Yeah. I think that the best way to do it would be to buy four houses that are just like next to each other.
We tried.
Should have tried harder, Maggie.
We tried.
We should have tried harder.
We tried buying Becky's neighbor's house.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Is this the one that has the cool TikTokers? No, those were the home stagers. No.
Those were just the home stager. So it's actually a family with like four kids.
They deserved it.
They're but very cute.
A little noisy, but very cute.
We've tried many times.
You put in an offer.
We did. But yeah. It was like a shot in the dark. You know, we got to say, we have to put it out there into the universe to say we did it.
We thought about knocking down the fence and then we're going to put a slide into the pool.
Zach wrote a really nice letter and he's like, I want to grow up next to my best friends.
Oh, that's precious.
But, you know, it's okay.
It's okay.
It wasn't meant to be.
No.
But we tried.
Yeah.
We tried buying a duplex together. That didn't work.
Yeah. But, we looked at a house that was near your house. We looked at a house that was near Rachel's house.
Yeah.
We did not look at any houses near Matt and Eugene's house.
No, it's too far.
Far away.
Yeah.
Too far away. Too far. We wanted a big backyard.
Yeah.
I do love their area and I love their house. My goodness. Beautiful. Oh, Matt did such a good job with the backyard.
So cute.
Beautiful man, beautiful taste.
Oh, yes. My goodness. Mm-hmm. Just that picture of Matt. So to all you listeners out there, Eugene every once in a while will just send us sort of like thirst trap pictures of Matt.
Of Matt.
To a group chat.
because we love Matt and he just is a walking thirst trap.
Yes.
And so there was this one of Matt standing at their like their backyard bar. They have this like marble bar that has a beer dispenser.
Yes.
Oh, they're called taps and a grill. Yes. And here's Matt with his like shirt sleeves rolled up, and he's just opening a bottle of white wine.
Yeah.
just smiling in the backyard, and I was just like.
Perfect angel.
He has pictures of him like prepping the trim on the house and like on a ladder. I'm like,
oh my gosh, yeah.
Shirtless, nice. Of course.
Shirtless.
Always. Sometimes in the underoos. Just like, hey guys, Matt says hi.
like, hello. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Matt. Maybe we should start sending Eugene pictures of the guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's an excellent in their underwear. I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah,
we should probably
think he'll love it.
I think he'll love it. I think he'll be so happy.
Yeah.
I think that's actually an excellent idea. Yeah. And Eugene probably doesn't listen to this. So we'll just start sending them and see what happens.
Yeah.
I think just that's great.
Just, you know, no prompting.
Be like, Ned says hi.
Thinking of you.
Thinking of you.
Wish you were here.
Happy Friday.
Ooh, you love Disneyland.
I love Disneyland. We love Disneyland.
Are you going to be going?
You were a pass holder.
We were. And then thankfully we didn't renew our pass last year. We were like waiting.
Yeah.
Because I think it came up in like September or something like that. And we were like, well, it's kind of cold at Disney in December and January anyway. So like, let's just wait until we're going to go again.
Yeah.
Because Eugene likes it too. We went for his birthday 1 year.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're going to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, so I'm going to Costco today and I feel like Costco people and Disney people are kind of the same. Like people are, people are out of control at those places. And I'm
Costco people.
I'm in a cult.
Big energy coming from Beggy right now. No, I actually agree.
Because people just get really excited about Disney and people get really excited about bulk items.
They get so lit on it and they all want to, like, I only go to Costco if I have time. Like I let people walk in front of me. Mm-hmm. I let people cut me off. I'm like, you go ahead, Susan. You go.
Yeah.
Go buy your big ass thing of diapers, whatever they're doing there.
What are you doing on a diaper aisle?
I don't know. Probably looking for toilet paper. I've never been able to find toilet paper at Costco.
Yeah. You always find diapers?
It's way in the back. It's way in the back and they hardly ever have it.
Yeah. I know. That's what Matt said because I called him once because he was going to Costco and I was like, take a picture of where the toilet paper is. Just like take pictures as you're walking so
I can
find landmarks.
It's like by the water, I think.
I don't know if Keith's ever told it on the tripod, but I was like, let's go to Costco. I really want to go. And it was, I think we were getting like a TV at the time too. It was like when I just moved mm-hmm. to LA. Mm-hmm. So Costco has pretty good deals on electronics. So we're like, let's just go and look. So we got
it. And it's very eco-friendly to get stuff in bulk.
Yeah. The bigger mm-hmm. stuff, as long as it's not, you know, too much packaging and whatnot. But yeah, there's definitely some good options there. But we go to Costco, get in line, wait in line, get our card, pay the money, take the card, walk about 30 feet in, and this woman just rams Keith with a card. Just fully, she came from here and went bang, and Keith goes, no, and turns around, gets back in line. The man at Costco, he's like, hey, were you just here? He's like, yeah, I want a refund. I don't want this card anymore. And the guy was like, can I ask why? And he's like, I never want to come back here. It was like after a holiday weekend or something.
Oh, God.
And he was like, this is just not a shopping experience for me. So now I go to Costco by myself.
Oh, Keith just refuses.
He just will not go. He's like, I'm not going into the Costco.
Wow.
I, like, tried to convince him. Like, I was like, but it's cheaper. Like, when you buy, like, alcohol, it's going to be cheaper in bulk. Yeah. And he's like, no, it's not. Did you know that the liquor at Costco is the same price as at a liquor store? Because you have to, they can't, like, gatekeep liquor.
Wow.
It's like, you can do, like, a little deep dive. There's, like, Costco TikTok. I'm on Costco TikTok.
Oh, my God.
They lose money on the chickens, but it's okay because you buy other things.
Jeez.
Chicken and fish at Costco.
Chicken and fish at Costco.
Their meat is excellent. And every once in a while, I think it's during the summer, they have like a seafood day. So you can get like fresh crab legs.
In Hawaii, I heard instead of like pizza and calzones that we have here, they have poke.
Oh.
That might be.
That's awesome.
I don't actually know.
They have it at the grocery store. Like if you just go to like, I forget what the name of their grocery store that we went to in Kauai is, but it was like just a normal ass grocery store, and you walk in, instead of meats and cheeses, it was like a bunch of poke.
Yummy. Wow.
I was like, this is the best place in the world. Please be your own sovereign nation soon. Please, please leave the U.S. Do it. We shouldn't have taken you in the first place. You be your own beautiful
people. You don't belong to us.
You don't belong to us. You don't belong to anyone.
There was an article on the New York Times Digest this morning about how air circulates on an airplane. Did you guys read that where you like scroll and the picture changes? It's a cool little thing.
I do, but like the New York Times app
that basically the air on an airplane is 50%, like everybody thinks that it's just like, you know, recycled air, but it's actually only a certain percentage recycled air, and the rest of it is actually fresh air that has come in and has been pressurized. And so you know, it's certainly not the safest place to be in a pandemic, of course, but it's not as unsafe as we previously thought. Because the air does get like pushed out and then fresh air gets circulated in.
Just crack a window.
Just
crack a window. Well, guys, that is all the time we have for today. We covered so many topics. A post-pandemic world.
Oof.
Animal penises.
And that's it.
That was pretty much it. Oh, and Costco.
Oh, yeah. So, Costco, of course.
You know, you can sit with us. You can always sit with us.
Yeah. Sit with us on an airplane.
Sit with us on an airplane. You can sit with us as long as you're wearing your mask.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
that's the thing. And washing your hands and being a nice person, not being mean to grocery store workers.
Yeah. No.
You know,
or really just anybody.
Or waitresses or waiters.
Or waiters.
Yeah. Serving life in general.
In general, yeah. I do feel like we are particularly attuned to. Just being nice to service people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I feel like everyone should be.
You should be.
You absolutely should be.
Yeah.
And did if I not, ever tell you cannot guys, sit with us.
Did I ever tell you guys I dated a guy in college who was like actually just a dick to servers?
Oh, my gosh. They are not a nice person.
Like, that's actually why I broke up with him. But that was like my reason. I was like, you are mean to service people.
Yeah.
And it bothers me.
Yeah.
It was
good for you.
It was a tough. Yeah. It was a tough breakup.
I once dated a guy in high school who was very nice to everyone except his mother. And I was like,
not cool.
I was like, I don't know about you. I don't know
he
about
was
you.
Mean to his mom?
Yeah. And there his family
are, there
members.
There are some red flags out there.
I mean, not everyone has the great family situations, but he was very mean to his whole family. And I was like, oh, but he's so nice to other people. My mom's like, that is a red flag, Maggie. Just be careful because one day you will not be as special and I mean, you turn into the like an extended version of his family. Mm-hmm. So be careful.
Mother has some serious wisdom.
That is some good advice.
That is good advice. Yeah. Wow. So. I think we need to get Mom on the pod.
Mom on the pod. What are you doing? Oh, yeah, she has lots of wisdom that she likes to bestow on everybody around.
Let's have her come sit with us. Seriously. Yes, I would like to get some of that wisdom.
Avid listener. She would love that.
Shout out to the moms listening.
Love you, moms.
Love you. And dads. We know you're begrudgingly sitting next to our moms.
Yeah.
Or mom will tell you about it later.
Yeah.
I totally get it. Also, dads, you're the best for fixing all the things around the house without us asking.
Yeah. Yes.
Love you.
Yeah. Guys, make sure you're rating and reviewing this podcast. 5 stars.
Do I sound like Miles?
Nailed it. Rate and review. Comment down below what you're most excited about in our post-pandemic world. Mm. As of today, POTUS came on and said every person is eligible to get a vaccine. So if you are able, if you have access, please, please, please go get that little shot in your arm. We promise you it doesn't hurt at all. It is saving lives, getting us one step closer to herd immunity.
Mm-hmm. Which will be great.
And then we can go do fun things again.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So wash your hands, wear your mask, get vaccinated, and we'll see you next time.